Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Young people make up about 40% of eligible voters, and if just half of us turned up to the polls, we could change the entire trajectory of our democracy, putting us on a more progressive path for years to come.
More than 3 million voters ages 18 to 29 have already cast their ballots early in person or by mail, including more than 2 million in key battleground states. To keep up momentum, comedian and college student Karen Menon co-hosted an online rally this weekend called Vote With Us.
So it's super inspiring to see people my age going out there and making an actual difference.
Nearly 60 million Americans have already voted. California and New York, the two largest Democratic states, began early voting this weekend. Long lines, but great enthusiasm, according to Gloria Pasmino with New York One, a local NYC TV station.
It's a place that usually leans heavily Democratic, but this is also the home of President Donald Trump, and people have very strong opinions about him and the job that he has done, particularly on the pandemic.
It's the first time New Yorkers can vote early in a presidential election. Pasmino says the city's in a better place than the June primary, when 20% of mail-in ballots citywide were rejected. Some people received the wrong ballot or never received one at all.
And I think it did certainly create a feeling of nervousness and created a lack of confidence among the electorate.
Pasmino says New York City's Board of Elections is not known for its efficiency, but the larger venues being used as polling places are making a difference. Landmarks like Madison Square Garden, the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Museum, and the Lincoln Center. With 8 days to go, presidential candidates are courting swing state voters. Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania, and President Donald Trump zigzagged across six states, including Florida, where he cast his vote early in person in West Palm Beach.
But it's an honor to be voting. It's an honor to be in this great area, which I know so well.
In Florida and at least five other key swing states, Democrats have turned out more early voters than Republicans, with more Republicans expected to come out on Election Day. Registered Democrats outnumber Republicans, though that gap has been reduced since 2016. A high number of Democratic votes cast so far are from first-time or low-frequency voters, which doesn't bode well for Republican candidates. Former President Barack Obama tried to convince even more to turn out, stumping for Biden in Miami.
We've never come close to seeing what it would be like if everybody actually voted.
Vice President Mike Pence kept a full schedule, even though some of his top aides have tested positive for the coronavirus, including his chief of staff, Mark Short. Senator Kamala Harris, Biden's running mate, also rallied voters before heading back to Washington, D.C. for today's full Senate vote on Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bulkey. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.